Little free libraries are all over the place in Wisconsin. There are some parts of the state where it's hard to walk a few blocks without seeing at least one. An artist in Green Bay decided to put her own unique twist on little free libraries by creating a little free art gallery, which is now stationed in front of her home in Green Bay. Amy Zander is a teaching artist based in Green Bay. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. It's my pleasure.
Where did the inspiration for your little free art gallery come from?
Well, I've been creating for as long as I can remember, and now as a full-time artist, I get to work for my studio, which is located in my backyard. And I got to experience the little free libraries firsthand with my granddaughters. They have one in their neighborhood, and every time I'd go to visit, the girls would want to go and check it out and see what was inside. But they use theirs for books and DVDs and toys and things like that, and it was lots of goodies, and it was a lot of fun. So I was inspired by that. But I needed to make it my own because our neighborhood is pretty creative and we don't have a lot of children. So I thought filling it with art was the perfect fit for me anyway. And I've heard about a little free art gallery on the East Coast, so I wanted in. They're gaining a little momentum and are popping up all over. And hopefully someday we're going to have just as many little free art galleries as we do the little libraries. Like I said, our neighborhood is pretty creative. So after discussing it with my husband, the project was a go. A few days later, it was my birthday, and my husband told me that he wanted to actually build me one as my birthday gift. So we were off and running.
Okay. So Amy, if I showed up on opening day at your little free art gallery, what would I have found it stocked with?
Actually, I peeked in. It's a lot of fun. Every day I go to design it and move things around and to see what has been chosen to take home and what is new to be dropped off. So this morning there's some paintings in there from me, and some other people had dropped off some things, a fused glass bug that I have dropped off. Knitting is new. We've had a couple of knitted pieces. There's actually a green and gold little pumpkin in there now. Painted stones, photography, ceramic pieces. You know, it's just exciting to see Green Bay embrace this, and all the creative people are coming together and dropping off. You don't have to drop off just to take. You can come look. We've gotten some people that just open the door just to look to see what's going on. Like I said, it's there. If you like it, take it with you. If you are a maker and you feel you'd like to donate something to the gallery, you can leave it in and take something with you. Lots of different options, but the goal of the gallery is just to spread happiness and share, creating smiles, especially during a pandemic. I mean, everybody needs to have something that makes them smile, and to go for a walk in our neighborhood and open the door and find something that makes them smile, and to be able to take it home just for free, just because, you know, they're out. They took the time to stop and to look, you know, makes me happy.
And you're hoping to inspire people to create also by putting, I understand, some art supplies that people can take from the art gallery.
Absolutely. As a teaching artist, it's important to me to encourage people to give art a try. So inside of the gallery, I have a small little basket of art supplies like markers, crayons, paper, pencils, you know, that type of thing. So how long has it been since you've had a crayon in your hand?
When I was probably taking it away from one of my kids, I'll say, when they were drawing on the wrong thing.
And I even have paper in there, and just a fun little thing. I opened up the gallery one morning and somebody had took one of the sheets of paper from that little box and made a little origami frog out of it. So they took the time to do it. So it was really cool. I also have an Instagram page for it, which is gaining momentum. So at Little Free Art Gallery GB. And I had one of the followers on my Instagram page actually contact me, and she sent me a painting all the way from Maryland that she wanted to share as an artist with my little gallery. So yeah, it was in there. It only lasted, you know, like a day. And somebody spotted it and took it home. But, you know, we're spreading art all over and, you know, taking the opportunity to, you know, spread some smiles and giving with the little supplies that are in there too. Chalk art is in there too. So if you don't have something at home to give it a try, you know, stop by, and there's always something in there to get the creativity flowing. It's a lot of fun.
Amy, I think a lot of people might think when they hear the phrase art class, they think of something they did when they were a kid in school. Can you make the case that us grownups can get something out of taking a class or just trying some creativity on our own at home?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, my husband who built the art gallery for me, I mean, it's even got a shingled roof on it. I said, okay, even though that you created the gallery for me, you need to put something inside. So he just drew a face and took a piece of my watercolor paper that I had in the studio and just a smiley face, you know, two eyes, a nose, a smile, a little square. It was about 2-inch square. He put it in and what took a little longer, but maybe like 5 days later, it was gone. You should have seen the happy dance that he did. It's just that simple. Kids art. You know, my first actually donation to the Little Free Art Gallery was from my granddaughter, who's 4. So it's not just for adults. Art is everywhere. Like I said, if you can hold a pencil and doodle, it's in. Absolutely.
Amy, before I let you go, are you hoping that other people will run with this idea in other neighborhoods around Green Bay, other communities around the state?
Yes, absolutely. Sharing art, the art community is huge. All of us, you know, we're made out of the same cloth, and we all love to share our art with others. And I think I'm the first one in quite a distance around here. I think we've been getting lots of feedback. But absolutely, if anybody's got any questions and wants to know how to do it, you know, contact me. You can follow me on my website if you want to know more information about me. AmyZander.com is an easy way to reach me if you've got any questions about starting your own. It's a lot of fun. We're on Facebook too, Amy Zander Studio on Facebook. You can reach me that way too. And it's just fun. Everybody needs to have a smile and to feel good. Absolutely.
Amy, thanks so much for sharing your art and sharing your project with us today.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate it.
That's Amy Zander, a teaching artist in Green Bay who has created a little free art gallery outside of her home.